Well, the sound of Verdi's Aida and an opera for good reason here this afternoon. You're with the Oasis on the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. Our look at arts and culture. The Southern Ontario Lyric Opera is bringing Grand Opera back to Burlington in spectacular fashion. It's on Saturday, March 7th, 7:30 p.m. The company will present Verdi's timeless masterpiece, Aida, at the Burlington Performing Arts Center. This is Verdi at the height of his creative powers, a sweeping story of love and betrayal, sacrifice and redemption, set beneath an ancient Egyptian sky. And when I was with listeners in Egypt last year, we talked extensively about this piece. This is a fully staged production featuring original costume sets, props, projections, dancers, a powerful chorus, and a full 44-piece orchestra performing live from the pit with English surtitles. It's one performance only and part of Southern Ontario Lyric Opera's bold 10th anniversary celebration. You can purchase tickets by calling the box office at 905-681-6000 or visit the website burlingtonpac.ca. Joining us today is soprano Stephanie DeChantis, who returns to one of her signature roles, Aida, praised by Opera Canada for her powerful voice. Her recent performances include Leonora in Il Trovatore, Senta in The Flying Dutchman, Donna Elvira in Don Giovanni, and Netta in Pagliacci. She's also appeared as a soloist with orchestras across Ontario and earned recognition from Opera America and international vocal competitions. Stephanie, great to be with you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us about singing Aida. What is your connection and your background with it, and are you enjoying it?
Well, the easy answer is yes. Yeah. I'm very much enjoying it. This is my real life favorite role to sing. Okay. I absolutely love it. It is a great combination of high stakes storytelling and some of the most melodic, beautiful repertoire that exists. And it's just a real pleasure to be able to sing it again.
Tell us about Verdi's story. Take us into Egypt and this moment that's happening in Aida.
So like I said, this is a really high-stakes story. And we've got a lot of different players putting together a really interesting kind of narrative throughout. We start with Aida and we meet her in this political landscape where she has been taken captive, and it just goes downhill from there. Her love secret at this point, Radames is chosen by the Egyptian gods to lead the army to attack her homeland. And then from there, we get to see a little bit behind the scenes of her father pressuring her into making political decisions and then trying to put that aside, the love she feels for Radames. And it's a really big, the circumstances, the heaviness of that to come from choosing between your homeland, your country, your father, and then the love of your life.
That's sort of the uniqueness when I think about this opera. We often see forbidden love or something that has to happen behind the scenes. But with so much riding politically and geopolitically within this relationship. And so that gives it that heaviness and that grandeur.
A lot of operas will kind of narrow into a specific family or a specific
set. That's right, yeah.
Aida takes a step out and it picks a setting, ancient Egypt, that is just so massive to begin with, and then just goes from there.
Is there a particular piece you love to sing in this opera? I'm sure there's numerous.
Oh, there is. You know what? I'm going to say all of Act Two.
Okay.
That's not very narrow.
Right.
But the reason why I say that is because I think it really shows Verdi at his biggest and most wonderful. It's almost like a roller coaster Act Two. You get into it, and we have this duet with Amneris, and we get this gorgeous vocal line, and you know, something that's really interesting about this particular role is I'm the soprano and Amneris is the mezzo, but Verdi has us crossing quite a bit.
Mm.
So I'll sing lower than the Amneris and she'll sing higher than me in certain points. And then we get bigger and bigger with a reprise of the big march. And then we get bigger with an ensemble where people come on stage and then you think it's done. And then suddenly even more people come on stage. And then we have just one of the biggest mic drop cadences at the end of it. It almost feels like the opera could stop there, but then we'd never hear the end of the story.
When you think about some of the operas you've worked on over the years, how big is the sing on this one? Is it take everything you absolutely have?
You know what? I do think that Aida can be a little bit more like the other Verdi heroines I've played. Trovatore has a little bit more coloratura, a little bit more florid, moving notes. So it requires a little bit something different. But if we compare her to, let's say, Amelia in Ballo in Maschera, there's a lot to be said about these big moments that are supposed to reflect the turmoil that's going on in your heart. And so Verdi demands his singers to be actors and just very technically proficient singers as well. And I love that combination. It's funny because I don't think they actually fight. I think that technical precision can be fueled by emotion. And I do think that keeping everything in line, keeping everything spinning bright, healthy when you're singing can really be put together with that emotional energy. And then together, that marriage of the two gets you something really gorgeous versus them kind of fighting each other for your attention, if that makes any sense.
That makes a lot of sense. And I'm so glad that you're here to be our guide and taking us into that world of the performer. If you are just joining us, soprano Stephanie DeCentis is our guest, and she will perform Aida at the Southern Ontario Lyric Opera, Saturday, March 7th, 7:30 p.m. at the Burlington Performing Arts Centre. Tickets by calling the box office, 905-681-6000, or visit the website burlingtonpac.ca. So how's this production coming along? It's one time only. It's the 10th anniversary for this company. It's fully staged, so feels like there's kind of a lot riding on it.
Hey, there's a lot going on. Yeah. I don't think you can do a staging of Aida without it being pretty big. But, you know, the sneak peeks I've seen of the costuming so far has looked really fantastic. And I've actually worked with this director before. Edward Franco is really a wonderful director, and he's worked with these heavy themes before in a sensitive way that's also very interesting. I sing a lot of very tragic heroines.
Right.
What you want to watch out for at the end of the day is just feeling sad the whole time. Then the audience gets a little bit numb and takes a step back. You have to find these moments of sunshine and of love and of happiness. And I think even in a story like Aida, those little moments where the sun breaks through, where she talks about her love for her country, just to hear her wax poetic about the beautiful flowers and the gorgeous blue sky, or whether she's talking about Radames and how much that love has done for her and how much that love has opened her eyes to other parts of the world. There's so much sunshine in this. And then that makes the decisions that she has to make later on, it makes that a little bit more relatable, a little bit more understandable when you can see the highs and the lows.
It is so great to be taken into the psyche of this character with you. And just going back to set design and so on, I mean, the one thing I'll note is all the way from the Metropolitan on down, I mean, it's one of those situations where I do think with modern projections and what we can do with technology now, it's amazing how we can transform a space.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, to have ancient Egypt as your set, there's so much you can do there.
Yeah, it mm-hmm. can look really, really good. I mean, you performed everything from Wagner to Puccini. We've talked about this vast array that you've performed over the years. I mean, where does Verdi compare vocally and emotionally for you when you look at the different composers?
Very good question. I actually consider myself a Verdian dramatic soprano. And if you don't mind me getting a little bit technical here.
We talk about the Schubertians, but I haven't heard about the
Verdian soprano. Yes, loved us. He actually ended up marrying a soprano.
Okay.
And you can tell everything he wrote us excellent parts. So in terms of being the louder of us sopranos, Wagner will write roles that sit a little bit lower, but don't go quite as high.
Right.
Aida is a great example of Verdian writing where he expects his heroines to, again, be great actresses because of just the high stakes, but so did Wagner. Verdi expects us to be able to sing quite a bit higher than a lot of the other more dramatic roles.
Hmm.
I'd say it's a little closer in range to something in the bel canto, so something a little bit more like Norma. When I sing things like Zenta, or if I sing things like Sieglinde, your money note might be a B flat, might be an A, but we spend a lot of time in the really low parts of the voice. In Aida, I'm singing high Cs for half of the opera, but that doesn't mean we don't go back down low into the lower range. Verdi will write a lot of these really heartbreaking lines where he'll use both the power and strength of the upper notes, but the kind of more brasher, brighter quality of the bottom to really get through emotion. One of the most famous arias from this opera is her later aria, her second one. And in the end, when she's talking about missing her homeland and that she'll never see it again, he has you go up from a high C within a page in the score, a high C all the way down to a B below middle C. And he expects you to just traverse that with no problems. But as soon as you take that step back and you realize that the way that that scene is charged, you need a little bit of a scream that goes all the way down to the whispery tones of, I'll never see my homeland again.
Wow.
Yeah.
It has been so incredible to have you be our guide of this character and taking us through this opera. And it's exciting that people are going to have this opportunity in Burlington. It is one night only. And soprano Stephanie DeCentis, thank you so much for taking us through this. We appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Stephanie will perform Aida with the Southern Ontario Lyric Opera Saturday, March 7th, 7:30 p.m., Burlington Performing Arts Centre. Tickets once again by calling the box office, 905-681-6000, or you can visit the website burlingtonpac.ca. Let's listen to more, one of those wonderful arias we were just talking about, from Verdi's Aida.